Hey there, awesome humans. Asher Blake here, your daily dose of mental magic. You know that feeling when life just throws a curveball and you're left spinning? Yeah, we've all been there. Between juggling deadlines, navigating relationships, and trying to remember where we put our keys, seriously, does anyone else lose their keys like it's a daily competition? Finding inner peace can feel about as attainable as winning the lottery. But listen up, because today is about leveling up your life game with some seriously potent tools for cultivating that inner zen. You deserve to feel calm, collected, and centered, even when the world feels like it's on fast forward. Ready to unlock a sense of peace that radiates from within? Let's dive in. First things first, let's ditch the idea that inner peace is some magical destination we reach after years of meditation retreats and chanting in unison. Inner peace is a practice, a continuous journey, not a final destination. Think of it like learning to play an instrument. It takes time, dedication, and a whole lot of practice. Second, mindfulness is your secret weapon. No, I'm not talking about downloading another meditation app, though those can be helpful. Mindfulness means being present in the moment, fully aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings. It's about savoring that first sip of coffee, truly listening to a friend's story, or appreciating the warmth of the sun on your skin. When you're fully present, you create space between yourself and your worries, allowing them to lose their grip. Third, let's talk gratitude. Seriously, this stuff is gold. Gratitude isn't just about being thankful for the big things. It's about finding joy in the little moments too. A warm shower after a long day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, even that perfect bite of your favorite meal. These are all opportunities to practice gratitude. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, your perspective shifts dramatically. Fourth, boundaries, my friends, boundaries. Saying, no, is not selfish, it's self-care. You have the right to protect your time and energy, and setting healthy boundaries ensures that you don't get overwhelmed or burnt out. It's like having a personal shield that deflects negativity and allows you to prioritize what truly matters. And lastly, remember to be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Forgive your mistakes, celebrate your successes, and embrace the messy, beautiful journey of being human. Ever feel like you're constantly caught in a whirlwind of thoughts and emotions? Like a hamster on a wheel, running but never getting anywhere? We've all been there. I remember this one time. It was a Tuesday, probably raining outside, when I was juggling deadlines, trying to figure out dinner, and dealing with a persistent case of, where did I put my keys? Panic. It felt like I was living in a sitcom where the laughter track was on overdrive, but only I couldn't hear the joke. That's when I realized that cultivating inner peace isn't about escaping chaos. It's about finding stillness within the storm. It's about creating pockets of calm amidst the daily hustle and bustle. Remember that feeling of pure joy when you finally find your missing keys? Or the quiet satisfaction after completing a challenging task? Those moments, those are glimpses of inner peace, little treasures waiting to be discovered throughout your day. So, how do we bring more of these moments into our lives? Simple. Start small. Take a few deep breaths whenever you feel overwhelmed. Step away from screens and connect with nature. Journal your thoughts and feelings. Practice gratitude by writing down three things you're grateful for each day. These are little acts that ripple outward, creating waves of calm in your mind and body. Remember, inner peace is not a destination, it's a journey. It's about showing up for yourself every single day, no matter what life throws your way. Keep practicing, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep believing in the power within you to cultivate your own oasis of serenity. Okay, awesome humans, let's recap. Inner peace isn't some mythical land we reach after years of meditation. It's a practice, a journey. Mindfulness, gratitude, boundaries, these are your tools for creating that sense of calm within the storm. Remember to be kind to yourself and celebrate those little victories along the way. Now go forth and create ripples of peace in your world. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a dose of Zen, leave a review if you're feeling extra generous, and join us back here tomorrow for another inspiring adventure in mental mastery. Until then, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.